Hey Potters, welcome to episode 82 of Cospod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Woo! Happy Super Bowl Sunday to those of you in the U.S., or happy not-so-football day for those of you who do not enjoy the sport. So for those of you who are looking for an alternative, we are the alternative for you on this Super Bowl Sunday, and we actually will be having our own cosplay bowl. Later in the episode, we will explain that. For now, just a couple of quick updates. We are still trying to spread the word around for All Cons cosplay contest. That will be the Friday of All Con, which Friday the 13th. Ooh, we will be hosting their contest. Please spread the word. We would love people to join us. Also wanted to give congrats to our friend Peyton, who will be in the first inaugural episode of Razzle Dazzle Magazine, which looks like it's going to be a brand new cosplay magazine. So if you guys would like to head over to Store Envy, it looks like they've got pre-orders running for that. Later in the show, we will have our breakdown of PAX South, but we would like to say welcome back for all of our friends who went. Hopefully you guys had a good time. Other than that, I believe we will get started with the show, as I don't have any other updates, Val?
I has no other updates. I'm ready to go.
All right, let's roll.
There you go. Do you want to do the intro, or am I doing the intro?
You can do the intro. I don't want to talk a whole show.
But that's what you do. You're so good at it.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of half the problem.
Okay, well, okay.
There's no
okay.
An hour. Go for it.
On that lovely note, and that's going to be going in the yearly review, kids.
Yes, I had a
burning down
excuse.
Our house, and I'm drugged up.
Okay, short tangent. Potters, I was in the hospital last night, so it's not like I'm not legit drugged up. I am legit drugged up, because I had a very nasty episode last night of what they call benign vertigo, and it did not feel benign in any way, shape, or fashion. I literally could not lift my head off my pillow without wanting to fall over. So, yes, I was in the hospital last night. So, I'm a little groggy. I'm drugged up, you know. So, hi, kids. I'm Zen. So, yes, that explains the whole me being drugged up thing. It's legit.
It's
burn
the good legal
as a hobby.
Drug.
I don't take drugs as a hobby. And you can put that in the episode, too.
Okay.
Anyways, proceed.
This is a lovely way to introduce our correspondents, I want to say. So, yeah. So, first off, I want to apologize to Catherine and Haley for that lovely introduction that we're just about to give them as Amber puts her head into her palm and onto the desk as we sigh. So, yes, all of you guys out there know that we had correspondence positions open for 2015. We sent out a call for help to get Northern and West Coast correspondents, and we have picked our winners, and I would like to introduce everybody to Bailey, who's going to be our North Hi. Correspondent. Yay! And then Catherine, who's going to be our West Coast correspondent.
Hey, Potters!
We are really excited to have them on our team this year. We are very curious to see what they can come up with, both for tutorials as well as like any convention reviews, as well as their cosplay progress. We want them to be on the show as much as they can possibly can. So this is going to be lots of fun. We promise to make it easy on you guys. We promise.
I don't believe you.
We'll try.
We try.
We haven't figured out what we're doing after 3 years. I think we have a problem.
We're going to start off as kind of this Q&A session. Amber and I are going to throw some questions at you just to kind of get to know you a little bit better, get our listeners to kind of get a feel for you, figure out who you are, what you do, why you cosplay, and all that stuff. So I'm going to throw the first question out to Bailey. All right. So the first one for you is, how did you find out about Cospod?
I was actually just going through iTunes podcasts and just looking for stuff that had to do with cosplay, and you were the first ones that popped up.
I think we're the only ones. Amber?
No, we are not
better
the
than
only
I
ones.
Okay.
We are not the only ones by far. There's about four other podcasts, but they are all now defunct. We are the only active cosplay podcast currently that I know of on iTunes.
We've got staying power.
We're on the top of the mountain. Yeah.
And Potters, you guys can help us stay there. So, you know, rate and review us on iTunes.
Likes, retweets, we can do it. Everything. Oh, absolutely. All the tweeting, same. Please. There we go. Same question, very similar answer. I got to say, I did find podcasts in general very helpful, just trying to explore my interests a little bit more. I had moved several times, big life events, from St. Louis, Missouri to San Francisco and out to L.A., and I just needed to settle in and get, you know, get in tune with myself a little, and cosplay was one of the things that I'd seen a lot of and really didn't know a lot about, and there you were. And you guys sounded a lot like me. You've got a lot of the same positions on personal rights and just ideas about learning, the learning experience. And so I really latched onto that, and I was sucked in. So thanks for that. I've been enjoying it, obviously.
We're like-minded people. This could be scary.
Oh, yes. Power in groups, right?
So, question for both of you, since I guess it's my turn. What thing? What sort of thing do you hope to bring to the show?
Please.
So what sort of, like, what angle, what direction are you going to take on it? Like, for example, like, my thing is props and armor, so that's kind of what I bring to the podcast. Do you know what you would like to be able to show people about you?
As for me, I'm really interested in getting into the very basic beginner stuff, like encouraging people, yes, okay, you know, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing, but the beauty of cosplay is versus, like, say, like high fashion, which is where I started out, was a little bit unattainable. You could craft foam, that sold me, really, is just craft foam and scissors and pattern making and go. And, oh, you messed up? Try again. You didn't, you know, you got to spend a little bit more glue. You don't have to fight your sewing machine. Really a great basic place to start, and I'd like to just kind of start from the bottom and work my way up and kind of leave, excuse me, those of us who, like me, came in really not knowing too much besides, hey, this is a pretty cool thing, and I need to learn more, getting more people involved.
I really am just completely new. I've only been doing it for a few years, as I told you in my application. But I'm always, like, doing things to challenge myself. Like, I was just reading an ask from a cosplayer that I follow online, and I'm doing one of the costumes they were doing. Somebody asked, hey, I'm new to cosplay, but I want to make Kyoko Sakura's dress jacket thing from Madoka, and I'm not sure how to do it because I'm new. And she's like, this is not a beginner's project. I was like, that's awesome. What's a keyhole? So every time I make a tutorial, I'm always like, I have no idea what I'm doing, but here we go. And I think if more people could see that from more cosplayers, I think they'd be more likely to jump in and try it themselves.
Yeah, we're very realistic. I feel like cosplayers, like, okay, we're just going to try it and see what happens. And if not, totally not a big deal. We don't get hung up too quickly about stuff like that.
Exactly.
I approve of the MacGyver approach.
Right? Whatever we can do to take duct tape and stick it into things, we'll make it happen.
Done.
Exactly.
Okay. We're going to do Bailey first on this one. What is your favorite type of costuming? Like, do you like to do anime, video game, mechas, you name it?
Oh, gosh. So far, I haven't really chosen a specific genre that I do the most. Like, I've done Vocaloid superheroes, I've done anime. I'm really just exploring my options, but so far this year, I think most of my costumes are anime-related, and I've just been getting more into the whole, back into anime, because I kind of just jumped out, so it's just whatever I'm interested in at the moment.
Catherine, talk to you.
All right, well, I'm a big Disney fangirl. I'm afraid that what I've got back here is more my dear husband's collection, so I don't have any of my gear up quite yet. However,
My biggest interest in cosplay definitely revolves around video games. I told you guys that I went to BlizzCon. It was my first convention. It was my first BlizzCon last year. And just floored by all of the originality and then just the plethora of options that you get with what's available digitally. What can I choose to gear myself? That's just so romantic and enchanting to me. Like I could, you know, my whole life growing up, I was like, I want that set for me. Well, why am I spending $600 on a prop from Sky Mall when I could make it myself and go and play it? That's really the biggest appeal to me.
So, question for both of you. Do you have any favorite conventions that you go to? And if not, do you have any that you would like to go to?
Oh, all the conventions. I have mainly only been to Anime Iowa. It's a very local con for me. And I've just been spending so much money on college and going to school that I haven't really been able to go anywhere else. But I'm definitely branching out this year. I've always wanted to go to ASIN, although this year it's ended up landing on the same week as my finals. So we've decided to go with Anime Midwest instead this year. And I have another friend trying to get me to go to Anime Minneapolis, which might happen, depending. But I just want to go everywhere. I've always wanted to go to KatsuCon, San Diego Comic-Con. I've wanted to go to RTX, which I'm going to this year. And there was another one, but I have a list.
For those who don't know, RTX is Rooster Teeth Expo.
Yes.
Oh, good one. As for me, San Diego Comic-Con has been on my bucket list since I can remember, and now it's in my backyard, so I think it's kind of a requisite that I get to do that. Dragon Con, I tried to say Drinking Con, Dragon Con, is on there. It just sounds like such an experience. How could I miss that? And really anything else that's you know, about the fans, it's about the craft. I'd really like to experience that. BlizzCon was great for, you know, being a Blizzard fangirl like I am. But I wanted to see more of the costumers, the more creative aspect of the fans, and while learning about the jobs and the creations of the workers was great. That's very fascinating. I kind of missed the cosplay, the fan aspect of it.
I think you're accurate in your assessment of Drinking Con.
Yeah, what is that called? The Freudian slip? Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's entirely true. It's probably the only place I've been to where I've seen open containers on the street and nobody questions it. They're like, okay, it's Dragon Con.
Free pass.
Exactly. Free pass time. All right, so next question I have is, what is your favorite costume that you guys have made so far?
Well, if I had to pick a favorite, I'm not quite finished with it, but I'm really looking forward to see where it gets. I'm doing Ariel, which is the aspect of Hope and Angel from Diablo, which is the game that I played the most by Blizzard. I guess I'm still there, pressing buttons. Yeah. I shouldn't.
You're still here. You're good.
Yes, I'm trying to, the part that I'm getting hung up on now is I'm trying to do a mechanic. I'm trying to use the motion of my walk to maybe do a little bit of action with the wings, you know? So I'm trying to work with like hiding cords and pulleys and stuff. So as soon as, I can't say it's complete, but I'm pretty excited with the progress and some of the ideas that I've been playing with. I just need to actually go out and buy all the things and just see which ones fit together and how it works. So, yeah.
I approve of this costume.
Like I said, it's going to be impressive. I just need to do it, just to get it in line.
I really have two favorite costumes at this point, and they're the first two that I've actually made all by myself. My first one is my Yang Xiaolong one, and I made everything by myself except for the actual belt and the shoes and the shorts. Everything else I made by myself, and I usually have my mother help me, so that was super exciting. And then I made Hawk Girl over the summer from the cartoon Justice League, and I I'm in love with the wings that I made, and I'm just so excited about that costume. I couldn't wait all year to make it, so those two are probably my favorite.
I'm a huge Hot Girl fan, so anytime anybody makes it, I applaud you, because that's not an easy costume. Off to you, Amber.
All right, so we have your favorite costume you've made. If budget and time were not issues, what would be your dream costume?
Bailey, you go first.
Oh, my gosh. Great.
I have to narrow it down to, like, five or less.
Oh, gosh.
It doesn't have to be, like, the only one dream costume. I mean, people probably have multiples, so just
I need to go find my list of costumes.
There's a few that I've definitely thought of. It's a matter of, can I learn that? Is that a possibility in physics in the world right now? I'm thinking I could do an Ursula costume from Little Mermaid. I'm going to see if I can't make mechanics to undulate some of the tentacles. I've got an idea. It's a matter, again, of getting supplies and seeing what fits together and what works. Using this
mascot tails.
Mascot. Ooh, there you go. Mascot puppeteering.
Mascot tails have been made to undulate, and they have special mechanics that they've already worked out. It's really cool.
Awesome. Great. I have a thing that I can Google that'll get me somewhere in the right direction instead of just making junk up on my own. That's great. Zendaya is a large spider woman, half woman, like a centaur, only with spider legs from Diablo, using probably a similar mechanism to kind of make the legs go. But along those lines, big, grandiose, Yaya Han kind of caliber, way down the experience line, but that's why I'm starting. You can't start from, you know, page 102. You have to start from page one. So, you know, if that's where it's got to start, you got to plant a tree today instead of 10 years ago. So
There you go.
Bailey?
Okay, so I have it narrowed down to Captain America from Captain America the First Avenger. And the only thing that I'm really concerned about with that costume is the shield, because the best shields I've seen, they've actually just used metal sleds that are circular, and they have, like, actual, like, metal working equipment to do that, and I really just want to make the shield perfect. So that's something that...
Yeah.
I'm just really...
I know what you mean.
Exactly. And... the other one I really want to do, there's a girl from Germany who's been making a Gijinka Pokedex, cowslip, and her stuff is just beautiful. And I really want to make, I have a list of ones that I want to make from her, but I want to make her our canine, and it's got, like, another
name
for it.
That one's pretty. That one's pretty.
I've been looking at fursuiter sites for tutorials for the head, and then I want to make her Flareon, but I've never made a kimono before in my life, so.
If it helps any, I'm actually making Tentacruel from her series later this year, and that's also a kimono, so yeah, I understand.
So much fabric.
Oh, so much fabric, oh my god. And I'm wearing this to Dragon Con of all times.
Come on, goodness.
Dear. That was smart of me. Okay, so my question is, I think we're going to do a swap on this. So you know how we have, like, three questions that we usually ask our guests? I'm going to ask you one of them now. What's your favorite material to work with?
Shiny things. Let's see if we can narrow that down.
There's a lot of shiny things.
Yeah, okay. No, I know what it is. I haven't got the chance to work with it yet, but I have a plan. I got to go to the garment district in LA with a group of friends recently, and I like to think that I have some taste, you know, in fashion. Excuse me, in fashion, a nice little tweed, something understated but nice. But I gotta say, I couldn't tear my eyes away from the waterfalls of just sequins and glitter and satin. I just I think that maybe that 4-year-old part of me hasn't quite left. But I'm going to have to make probably one of the new Disney princess dresses out of something like that. Just make it way over the top, like parade ready, like stupid, like I always wanted.
Oh, gosh.
I can already hear, like, 20 cosplayers in my head going, what the heck is wrong with you? Why the sequin?
I know. It's going to be bad. It's going to be over-the-top bad, but that's going to make it good.
It's like, if you're going to go for it, throw everything on it and let the explosion happen.
That's what it's going to be. It's an explosion of green sequin and glitter, and it's going to be mind-blowing.
As my professor says, if it's bad already, just make it even more terrible.
Right? Yeah.
There you go. All right, Bailey, your turn.
First, I have to say, I'm super jealous that you're in LA. I want to go down there to the Fashion
right?
District.
Yeah.
But Iowa doesn't have one of those. All I've got is Joann's, and so far, my favorite thing to work out with is the spandex. I'm constantly looking for stuff that I can make with spandex.
I have good a spandex choice. Sister. All right.
Good choice.
All about it.
All right, Amber, your question. Right. I think we're going to make this the last one for you guys.
Yep. So along similar lines of the questions we've been asking you guys, do you two have anything you would like to ask us?
This is a twist. It usually doesn't happen like this.
Yes. As long as it's not, like, horrendously personal.
Okay, no worries. I've got one. If you could tell yourself three things you know now that you could have told yourself at the beginning, I'll do one. We'll make it short. The biggest thing you would tell yourself in the past from when you started about cosplay, what would it be and why?
Yeah, I think I got one. I probably would say it does get better. Because there's so many times where I wanted to throw things out the window because I thought they were horrendous, and it's like, no, it did get better. Because I look at my stuff even from like last year to what I'm making now, and I'm like, wow, look at how much I have grown in this short period of time. So, yeah.
That's a good one.
I think mine would be don't be afraid to take risk. Because I've always been a very, very conservative, not so gambling or risk-taking person. And if I never took risks on things like getting nicer fabrics, getting awesome power tools, getting down and dirty with things, lighting things on fire,
if I
wasn't willing to take those risks, I probably wouldn't be where I am now and know all of the things that I know to do and what not to do at this point.
Awesome. That's exactly what I wanted to hear.
Fire and power tools.
See,
a very vibrant.
You saw how
this
I
is like you're
lighting
people,
things
right?
on fire?
Alright, do you guys have a costume that you had told yourselves before that you couldn't do but you wish you had done earlier?
Ooh, I like her question too.
That's a good question. Oh man. Yikes. Amber, do you have an answer first? I gotta think.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Something so, maybe you put on a pedestal and you're like, in a perfect world. Is that kind of what you're going for?
Yes.
So is it something that we have to have, like, tried to make or something that we wish we
no,
could?
No, it can be either of those.
Okay. Because I know for sure I attempted to make Athena's god cloth from Saint Seiya. Didn't think I could ever do it. If you've ever seen that costume, it is literally full body armor and 12-foot wings.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I did it. I actually made the costume, and it turned out terribly. Couldn't sit, couldn't go to the bathroom,
oh my goodness.
Couldn't drink fluids, couldn't eat. The wings weighed, I think, 12 pounds.
Oh,
and
geez.
Everything was held up by magnets that kept falling off.
Oh,
and
geez.
I had to literally hold it together with my hands when I walked the stage in competition. And I very promptly threw it away the week after I was done.
Aww. Oh.
I was not happy. And that is still, you know, no cost, no time constraints. That is still my dream costume that I would love to redo.
That's a really good choice. That's pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
It's a heck of a costume, and there have been people that have done it really well.
Oh, yeah. We know some of those people.
Yes.
I guess for me, it would probably have to be my Amidala dress, because I think if I had done it like a year earlier, I probably could have done it if I had given myself the entire year to work on it. As it is, it took me 8 months to make that thing, and I think I felt more confident now doing it than I did 2 years ago. And that's still the costume that I look up to as the one that I place on a pedestal that I never expected I would ever make in my lifetime. So it'd probably be that one.
It's an amazing costume.
Thank you.
Right, yes.
It was a butt and a half to make. I bled so many times.
Literally, blood, sweat, and tears.
Literal blood. Literally.
You can't see the blood stains until you walk up close.
There you go. Cast some blood magic on that.
Oh, black. No. No blood magic, no blood magic.
And the alpaca has a matching version.
Oh, yeah, my alpaca. Awesome.
Which is so nice.
That's right. Okay, that was a cute idea. That was really cute.
I almost want to attempt to just kind of pull it over here because it's sitting, like, right there.
Oh, good. Stuff on the back for that one.
Exactly. That was a really cool gift, Amber. Thank you.
See, now I have to find another one this year.
We got her dressing up every year.
I'm gonna make the That's wardrobe true. Of the alpaca.
You're in trouble now. You have to one up it.
Yep.
And from now on.
I'm sure that if I looked to Final Fantasy, I could find something to make for the alpaca.
If you want to stick with the Star Wars theme,
shiny things and everything, that I'm sure I wouldn't have any problems.
So many beads. But if you want to stick to Star Wars, I could use like a little Anakin to walk around with.
Oh.
And so, she giggled.
Do you want the all black version or the little tan muslin version, or do you want the armored version, or
I'll take Revenge of the Sith Anakin. He was the cutest in that one.
Okay. Just checking.
Says the creepy 30-year-old me.
I'm gonna make it a little necklace lightsaber that lights up.
Oh my god.
Squee!
Oh, my gosh.
There are plans.
You will not be sorry for putting this idea in my head.
I never am.
Yes, I know.
Okay. Oh, now I got to find my review here. Yay! So next up on our docket, and of course, thank you to Catherine and Bailey for being part of our team this year. We're really excited to have them. And expect to see lots of fun stuff. Before we move on to our next segment, do either of you want to plug your Facebook pages, your Twitters, your DeviantArts, whatever?
Please go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. It's just my name. I don't have a handle or anything. It's Catherine, Kathryn, Naki. That's Nak with an E, Knocke. That's on Twitter. Gonna maybe use a little bit more Instagram. I noticed that the mobile is not quite so friendly with Instagram pictures. So just my full name at whatever, and I'll be there.
Awesome.
Facebook, I am Rose Curry Cosplay, and same with Tumblr. And I believe I'm also Rose Curry Cosplay on YouTube, although you might just have to drop the cosplay. They're all linked on my Tumblr, though, so.
Very cool. Thank you so much, ladies. And we're definitely going to keep them around for the rest of the episode as we have more zaniness to come.
Awesome.
Especially with their cosplay bowl, which is so silly.
Silly is good.
Silly is good. We're going to blame it on Amber's drug-induced state.
Woo! We can be silly without drugs.
Oh, okay. So our next segment, we're going to talk about all the PAX South things, which are very, very minute in a quick little segment because PAX, as you guys have known, as I've talked about in previous years, is not very cosplay heavy. It's all about the gaming and going to the expo hall and trying new stuff. So there was a lot of cosplay there, and more than I anticipated, but again, it's because Texas, we have a ton of cosplayers that nobody realizes. It's insane how many people come to Texas specifically for conventions, and I think it's just because of our centralized location. Yeah, we're not quite like in Kansas or even like in Ohio, but for the southern states, you come to Texas for everything. So we had quite a huge turnout. I think this is probably one of the largest League of Legends gatherings that I have seen in years. It must have been at least 150 people. It's nuts. There's a huge photo online where it's just nothing but a giant wall of people. that span most of the hallway. It's ridiculous. So it was a lot of really cool cosplays. I think also because of the convention center. Amber's been there before for anime, not Matsuri, what am I thinking
of?
San Japan, thank you. Which is located right off the San Antonio River Walk, which is one of the most infamous things you can do in San Antonio. Beautiful location. They've got waterfalls, they've got a grotto. It's just such a pretty area. And literally about a two-minute walk south of the convention center, they have this whole set of historical buildings. Also really cool to take pictures into. So it's just a really nice area for photography. So tons of photography went on over the weekend. Most of my review, however, is not going to talk about cosplay because I kept it pretty simple and easygoing. It's mostly about the gaming because I'm such a gamer and I love playing video games. Okay. I'm actually going to do is for this episode, I'm going to put a link probably here or up there of my full blog review of PAX South so that way I don't have to ramble on for the next 20 minutes. What I can tell you are probably a couple of things that I've learned about this particular PAX. This was their first year. PAX South, yay. The cool thing about PAX South was its size. It didn't take up the entire convention center. It only used half the space. Yes. And because of that, yet's the key word. I posted this on my Facebook. We were at the same time as the Texas Ethics Committee. They were having a meeting there, as well as a jewelers convention. Yeah. I think we kind of freaked out a couple of people. Still better than the kitty pageants. I've been with the kitty pageants and the cosplays. No. Yeah, those are fun.
Oh, you should have seen the kids at San Japan when they had the furries in the mascot suits.
Oh, man.
They had a field day. Hi, Mr. Wolf! It was so cute. I prefer to scar the little kids for life in a good way. Yes, that can go in the montage, too.
Thank you. I just got to remember to tick these off.
This episode is just going to be all montage moments.
Montage. I'm okay with that. So yeah, the size and the fact that it wasn't like uber oversized overkill packs was kind of nice. It gave everybody a chance to walk around the expo hall and actually play the games. Because one of my biggest complaints about PAX is that it's so big, you need to be lining up 4 hours before it opens to get to the booth that you want to get to. And then you're lucky if you get to play one game all day. This one, because they focus so much on independent games and there's such a smaller facility, you were able to jump from booth to booth and play a game every 30 to 45 minutes. I think the longest I waited was maybe an hour, if that. And that was on a Saturday when it was the busiest day. So yeah, that to me was really, really cool, and I hope that they keep that up. Though I'm sure it's gonna grow definitely. First year expos are always the tester conventions, that's for sure. And I also appreciated the fact that they had a ton of panels that weren't fan panels. They were panels from developers for the fans, and that was also my biggest complaint with other PAXs such as East and Prime. It's so much about fan content, but it's like I want to hear new game stuff. I kind of know about the pre-existing new games, please. And that's exactly what they brought to us, was new games and more new games and more new games. So the only other thing that I was going to add about PAX South was gamers are just as bad as other convention attendees, basically because they still don't know how to bathe and apparently don't know this thing called deodorant.
An authentic experience.
Right.
Yes.
But at the same time, gamers are probably better than other convention attendees, because if you ever want to meet a more open, welcoming, thoughtful, generous group of people, come to PAX South next year, because you're not going to be disappointed. My only regret is I did not sign up for Omegathon. Omegathon is something, it is an event that they held at a random PAX every single year. They just have like 20 people come together, random attendees, and they play a series of video games. The grand prize is a free trip for two to any PAX event within the next calendar year, which is a pretty awesome prize, and I'd be cool with that. I opted not to sign up for it, even though I got the email, because I really wanted to experience PAX first-timer, be like, okay, we'll just do it next time, no problem. I'm kind of kicking myself in the butt, because the game lineup was perfect for me. So here's the lineup. It was Mario Kart Double Dash, Peggle, Beautiful Katamari, Operation, the Milton Bradley board game, and then the final game was Pong on Atari. I would have kicked butt. And I'm mad at myself. So yeah, my only regret.
The two guys who were actually playing it, and if you go to twitch.tv/PAX, that's PAX's streaming channel, they have the recorded videos of this, and you can watch the guys playing Pong. They're both terrible.
Oh, they're so bad. And I just kept banging my head against the table going like, why? The commentary is great, too.
I mean, are we playing on modern computers? Like, we're playing on a legitimate Atari, is what you're saying.
Yep, it was legit old school 2600 Atari.
I wouldn't have bet on myself either.
I grew up with that. I still have a scar on the palm of my hand from using the joystick too much and turning the knob, so I probably would have been okay.
All right, there you go.
So yeah, that was my PAX South experience, and I will post a link somewhere on this wonderful feed that nobody can see me on. Hi!
She's probably like flipping us off or something, right?
I'm picking my nose. Nobody can see it now. Ha ha!
I wouldn't trust that. Just like if you're ever in an office and you hit the mute button and you say terrible, terrible things, you can't ever trust that mute button's actually on.
Isn't that the truth?
just saying.
Unplug everything first just to make sure.
So that was my PAX South experience. And now, we get to the main event, Amber.
I feel like we should have theme music or something for this.
I know, hang on.
Mickey theme or something?
I don't think we can do that. That's a little bit trademarked. And I don't have a whole lot of options here.
Or the Final Fantasy VII battle theme. Something.
There.
This was okay, then.
And now, for today's main event, we have for your entertainment pleasure, the Cosplay Bowl!
There you go. You got it.
I did it! Woo! I got my sound effects up right.
I'm a dork.
Yes, you are.
I kind of gave you warning.
I appreciate the warning.
Yeah. So in my drug-induced stupor, I ended up poking Val, and I was like, okay, well, you know, we have to do something related to Super Bowl, just because it's Super Bowl Sunday. It doesn't have to be football-related, just something cosplaying.
Something.
I was like, okay, well, everybody else does fantasy football in the office pools. What if we did a cosplay bowl? We'll have a fantasy cosplay team that would play each other. And it doesn't have to be anything where you have bets or where, you know, you actually try and get them to compete. It's just kind of if your fantasy team could be made up of any cosplayer set in the world, who would you have on your team? So I believe Val has put a twist on this, that it would be something more of an iron cosplay event.
Exactly, yeah.
For those who have never done iron cosplay, it's very similar to Iron Chef, to where they say, okay, you're going to make a costume, and a lot of conventions have iron cosplay, to where they will literally bring a giant Tupperware container with, you know, newspaper, yarn, threads, scissors, staplers, pins, I mean, whatever people get put together as donations, and then they'll just put the bin in front of you, and they say, here, you have 30 minutes to make a costume. Enjoy. And that's it. So we're going to do kind of an iron cosplay Super Bowl edition, Fantasy Cosplay League.
Fantastic.
That is going to be uber awesome.
All right. So, that said, Val, what did you have in mind for the rules?
Okay, so it's going to be fairly simple. Amber and I are the captains. We'll pick Bailey and Catherine to be on our teams. And between the two of us and our teams, we're going to pick 5 cosplayers. And it could be any 5 well-known cosplayers. 1 cosplayer for each team, so you can't share like Yaya Han on both teams. She's on one team and one team only. And then we're going to have this hypothetical iron cosplay moment where I pulled up a random word generator and word selector.
Yes.
And it's just going to give us a random set of things. Like, you know, they have 5 days to build a dinosaur outfit or something like that. And then we can kind of have this hypothetical debate between, you know, which one of our teams is going to win given those parameters. Does that kind of make sense?
I'm so pumped. Let's do it.
Awesome. Okay, so first things first,
you
Amber,
know what
you
the
can't...
Heck they're doing? What are the time and what is it that they're making
with exactly.
your random generator?
Exactly, exactly. So first things first is we got to split up the team. So Catherine and Bailey, which team do you want to be on? Do you want to be on Amber's fire-inducing team? Or do you want to be on Team Spandex?
We're not going to be offended either way.
This is my D20 yet. I hate this making decisions.
Fire!
Sorry. Took too long.
We could just take a coin and flip it and be like, you know, whatever.
That works right. too.
That's fine. All right. Val, let's okay. do this. Project right. Runway Superfan. There's no way you can lose.
Exactly, right? Right? All right. Got the coin out. Oh, cool. I got the Canadian coin. What the hell?
You couldn't even do it American style, man? Come on.
I know, right? I just pulled the first thing out of my purse. What you do you want from me?
See you. You shouldn't have said anything.
Nobody would have known except for, like, the one person who gets my feed. That'd be funny. Okay, so let's do this. Bailey, call heads or tails?
Heads.
I got heads, so I'm going to take you.
Awesome.
And then Catherine's going to go on Team Fire.
All right, Amber.
Team Fire, yes. That.
All right. And since you got first pick, that means Amber and Team Fire, you get to choose your very first cosplayer.
Do we know what they're doing, what they're making?
Nope, we're going to find out.
So we're doing this. All right.
Oh, so we pick first and then we find out what they're doing?
Yeah, I hope they can do it well. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so I'm thinking whatever it is, they're probably going to have to be able to use pretty versatile materials and just go with it.
Right.
So, and I can't find the name of her company, Tabitha Lyons.
Oh, okay.
It, the cosplay group she worked, I'm looking at our Facebook too because we follow them. Mm-hmm. But I can't find the name of the group because it's like, okay, they do a heck of a lot of very diverse work using diverse materials.
Right.
I've literally seen them do everything from sewing to casting.
Artie Fakes.
That's the one. If you are in agreement, I think they would do very well regardless of what they would
Seconded.
Happen. All right. So are we keeping track of this somewhere, Val? Like on a spreadsheet?
I am. I have got a notepad up for it.
Okay. All right. So that's one.
So that's your first selection. So then Team Spandex right. gets to pick our selection. They say, Bailey, do you have any ideas?
Well, if we're going with versatility, Yaya Han has always done a really good job with both armor and anything to do with fabrics.
That was actually going to be my suggestion, too. So we call so Yaya Han.
I knew that was coming.
We're doing this on hard mode.
Exactly. All right, Team Fire.
I would counter with Fiv or Fivarion Studios. She does a lot of the Assassin's Creed.
Ooh, that's a good one.
That's a good option.
That is a good option.
Because I know for a fact that she does all of her own costume work, both props and sewing.
Props and
awesome.
All right.
So another more of a versatile here will hand you anything and you kind of have an idea of how to do it.
Could you spell that for me, please?
F-E-V-E-R-E-O-N, I think. It's almost like a Pokemon.
Oh.
That's a good way to look at it.
And that was a...
Awesome. All right.
Usually my next look up Thieves
Perfect. Studios. Let's do it. Agreed.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Okay. My next suggestion, I'm going to thinking Ryoko Demon. She's from Russia, and what I like about her is that she's one of the few people who can really transform herself into just about anything. I love her work, and I love how clean she is.
All right. That sounds like a good... Oh, yeah.
Google.
Yeah. I agree.
Google's
okay.
your friend.
Ooh. Hmm. All right, so we're 2 out of 5 now, right now?
Yeah, yep. 2 out of 5.
Okay, so, I know. I've been following a lot. Oh, Arms, Armor, and Awesome. Is that actually their group name, or is that...
Yes, that is their group name.
I gotta say, I think his name... is it Dan? Daniel had a fantastic costume at BlizzCon where he had ticking gears.
Yes, I saw photos of that. That thing was great.
I was like, I seriously, like, people were looking at me because I was like, no way, that's fantastic. And I think, and they just came out with a book too. I think that they would be a very good choice.
Okay, agreed.
Agreed? All right.
Yep, I know who they are.
All right, then in that case, my vote is for Vulpin Props.
Yeah.
That was going to be my favorite.
Because we definitely need to balance it out now. We take right. Vulpin Props.
Yes. I have a fourth, man, before you take it.
Uh-huh.
All right, so Catherine, God Save the Queen Fashions.
Okay.
That's a great one. Thank you. Great counter. Applause.
She's got materials expertise, even if it's not, you know, versatile like some of these others. She can make pretty much anything out of whatever fabric you give her.
If it's a fabric, if it's a roll of something, I'm sure that she would be fine with it.
Yeah. That's four.
Okay.
Yeah, that's four.
I'm thinking of who else do I want to stick on this team?
Oh, I've got a couple. Shoot. Now they're all coming to me.
Would we want to take Kamui?
You know, I was debating that between someone, Kamui and somebody else, but we could definitely take Kamui.
I just can't think of anybody else that would be good with, like, armor.
I said that would be a good way to balance it out. Yeah, absolutely.
And have you seen that dress she's working on?
Yes.
It's absolutely amazing.
It's fabulous. She's not very good at fabric, but gee.
I know. I'm just so bad at this. It's so frustrating. But this is the dress, isn't it great?
Yeah, much.
I am totally cool with that. So Kamui it is.
All right. So that's four for each of us. One, two, four. So we've
got one more.
Okay.
So if we were going to round out our team, we've got props, armor.
How about mechas? Because I know Vampy does some mech. I don't know if that's her herself or if she hires up out, so I'm hesitating.
Yeah. I won't tell you.
Oh.
Plus, I have a feeling that between Feeve and AAA, they could probably they could tackle mech.
Oh, AAA, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think they can tackle mech.
All right, that's another angle. I like that.
So, does Artie fix you prosthetics?
Aesthetics, that's a great.
Because I think that's the only thing we're missing is prosthetic work. I don't know if they do it or not.
I actually don't have anybody in my arsenal that I can think of that. You know probably more people than I do, and I can't. I'm sitting here going through my following list. Ooh, I don't know. Yeah, that's what. I don't think Final Cosplay Corpse. I don't think they. Or he. Oh, I've gotten lost in Facebook.
Actually, what would you think of Crabcat Industries?
Oh.
Crabcat would be a good one.
Oh, those two! Oh, I love them. They're sweet. Let's do it. They're so... Holly just then. Crack me up. Okay.
All right, so that's five.
Holly's adorable.
Love those two.
All right, my last suggestion, she goes by Vicky Bunny Angel. I love her because she's ridiculously fast with her costumes, and it's insane. Like, she'll make them in a week, and they're perfect. And if we're doing an iron cosplay, we need somebody who works fast.
Yeah, that was a valid choice right there.
Yeah.
Oh, and I know who we could have gotten for prosthetics now that I'm looking at it.
Too late!
Ah! I know.
Well,
we could have pulled Twinsic.
Oh, yeah, that would have been funny.
Oh.
Next year.
I know. Well, they'll be on next year's draft.
I'll save this for next year.
Oh, jeez.
I keep everything else. Right. So, Team Fire is made of Arty Flakes, Feveron, Feveron. Let's see, and then you have Arms, Armor, and Awesome. Is that it?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have Catherine from God Save the Queen Fashions. And then we're going to go ahead and let the slide. We're going to do the duo of Crab Cat because they work together best as a group instead of single.
Well, and Arms, Armor, and Awesome is also a group, quote unquote.
That's fair.
And Arty Fakes is also a duo.
Okay. So let's do this then.
Like small amalgamations.
Yeah. And then for Team Spandex, we have Yaya Han. We have Ryoko Demon. We have Vulpin Props, Kamui, and then Vicky Bunny Angel. All right, now I'm going to hit my random generator to see what the Iron Cosplay Bowl situation is going to be.
We need awesome graphics for this of, like, all of the different icons of the different cosplayers.
Exactly.
A big versus in the middle with flames coming out of it and then the other team. And then down underneath
men the font twist.
Yeah, and then the font twists to reveal what it is they have to make.
Oh, yes. Man. This is going to be... Oh, yeah. I'm going to have so much to do this week with editing.
This isn't necessary. It would just be hilariously funny.
No. We got to do it now. It has to be done.
I will be disappointed.
Right. See,
you guys hang on that segue.
Can't disappoint our course.
Transition there.
All right. So here's what I've got, and this is ridiculous. All right. So they have 2 days to build 2 retro sci-fi costumes. Their inspirations are flowers and dragons. There's no mystery material. It's just mystery inspiration.
Oh, God. So it's sci-fi on Sakizo.
Basically, yeah.
All right.
Wow. And it was on flowers and what?
Dragons.
Dragons.
All right.
I've been playing a little too much Dragon Age. I admit I threw that in there.
Flowers. Not a bad choice, I gotta say. That's a fantastic game.
I'm just imagining a dragon with a flower crown.
All right, well. So we're inspired by dragons.
Okay, so
we've got fire. We can do fire.
Well, like, if we were trying to analyze this more or less as though it were going to go down, I think in terms of textile production, Yaya and Catherine from God Save the Queen are probably pretty evenly matched. They
Absolutely.
Both work quick. They're both very efficient. They're both very versatile with their materials. I think that basically is a wipe. They're both going to equally be efficient.
Although exactly. Yaya did make several retro Space Girl outfits, so she's kind of got the retro sci-fi thing down.
Mm-hmm. She would easily be able to one-up on everybody else on that factor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she would probably have the originality factor, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
In Let's terms of see. Any armor or props, because clearly there's going to have to be some sort of space age, like armor, mech suit, some sort
or
of
a robot something. Or something.
I have a feeling that Vulpin would take that one.
Probably easily. Between Vulpin and Kamui? Yeah.
I actually have less faith simply because Kamui is very efficient, but a lot of the time Benny is helping her.
That is true.
I think Vulpin would have to basically make up for that, but I still think that he and Kamui together would probably be a little bit better at it than, say, Feve and AAA. Mm-hmm. And as much as I love my team, Vulpin has a freaking magical workshop.
Oh, I know, so jelly.
And Kamui is capable of pulling multiple all-nighters with Benny's help. So.
Absolutely. Especially for a 2-day project like this where you want to come up with something uber cool and uber awesome. I'm almost like, based on our team, I'd almost do like a Lost in Space thing. Like you have one robot and then you have the one cute sci-fi alien chick and make that work somehow.
Now that said, I think that Crab Cat would take it if it were space alien based, because they could pull off prosthetics like nobody's business and they can do it fast.
Yeah,
probably faster
make
than anybody
space
else on the
dragon.
Team.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking the same thing, Bailey.
So
yeah.
If it came down to that angle, I think Crab Cat would actually tip the balance.
And they're really good with improvising.
Yes. I mean, we saw it on Heroes of Cosplay. They had to be quick.
Mm-hmm. Well, quote-unquote quick.
And they have worked on, you know, film before.
Yes.
On film costumes. So I'm sure that they've seen spacey things before.
I'd even go so far as to say they probably have more experience with materials that require less maintenance, that require less upkeep, and would maybe, like, because Vulpin makes me wonder, like, how much drying time is there? How much the casting and the resining?
That's where the magic
and...
of his shop comes in, because he has supplies that speed it up.
Yeah.
He has specialized drying racks. He has a specialized spray painting cube. He has very specialized tools. I have seen these in production.
Seen them in person.
Now, that said, you know, Yaya has made space costumes before, so has Artifakes recently. Because there are photo sets of this costume that are up. Mm-hmm. So I think that actually helps us. I have Star Trek and Across the Universe in my head for some reason.
I think between our two teams, what it's probably going to come down to is time management.
Yeah.
Both of our teams could make really cool, awesome things, but they've only got 2 days to do it. And I know from our standpoint, at least from Team Spandex, Ryoko Demon and Vicky Bunny Angel are very fast production workers. I think they could probably turn something out.
If it came down to it, if we told the teams, you have 2 days to do this and there's some sort of prize at the end, I'm sure pretty much all of them could pull all-nighters.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think that's so much a factor as, you know, can we get it step by step by step by step done in a timely fashion, because it's all going to build on each other. Because there are some parts that you can't make until other parts are finished.
I think it's also going to come down to who's the best at adapting to new products, to new materials.
Right. And especially to the two inspirations.
Yeah.
And also it would depend really heavily on the style that they chose, because space is kind of a wide topic. Mm-hmm. You can go just about anywhere with, you know, Space the Final Frontier, especially where flowers and dragons are concerned.
Oh, flowers. Ugh.
So, I mean, if you went, you know, mech versus dragon alien from space, I'm sure you'd get very different results with very different timetables.
Mm-hmm.
It would also come down to, would it be more Star Trek style, or would it be more the last few movies from Star Wars? With, like, the Amidala costumes.
Right. You can have really diverse content between the two. And I think because of our two teams and they're so vastly different, we probably get completely different products we would never expect.
I fully would expect that. I would be astonished if they went along the same wavelength.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. As much as I would hate to say it, I think Team Fire would probably have the best in terms of taking those inspirations and transforming them into the final product. With Team Spandex, a lot of those people are really great at replicating stuff, not so much of original design. There's some with
true.
Yaya.
I was going to say, with
not
the
as
exception
much.
Of Yaya.
Yeah. Yaya is the exception to that, but everybody else, they're really great at replicating, not so much original designs.
That's true. Accuracy versus innovation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd probably call this maybe a 24-21 game? Close. Really, really close.
I think that's essentially
fourth quarter, last 5 minutes.
Yeah, essentially it's going to come down to how clean everything looks in the end and how well people are able to adapt to their inspiration. I hate to say it, but I think Team Fire is just going to barely edge out because
exactly.
of that inspiration.
well, there you guys have it. There you guys have it. That was our first cosplay fantasy league. Hopefully you enjoyed our... Hopefully you enjoyed our random analysis.
That was so random.
Please bear in mind, this was all for fun. You know, if certain cosplayers didn't get chosen, please don't take it as though we don't like you. You know, our analysis is just for fun. Just because we chose these people and made analysis of their abilities doesn't mean we don't like them.
I'd love to see what the viewers have to say about this, too. Substitutions, if they could maybe bring up something that we didn't... I'm being told to tone it down just a little bit. substitutions or anything that maybe we didn't think of. Like, oh, didn't you remember such and such costume from so-and-so? Of course they would have edged you out on that. So I would love to see their input.
Yeah, if you, the Potters, have your own fantasy teams that you would like to submit, please do. Just remember, it's five members or five... entities. They can be duos, they can be groups. But five entities on your team, no more.
I will definitely be Facebooking this and be like, hey, instead of watching the Super Bowl, talk about the cosplay.
Yes.
Oh, this was stupidly fun. I love it.
Next year we can do a cosplay barbecue bowl.
Yes.
Oh. There we go. And then we can actually do it for real.
Next year, Barbacon.
Yep, she's got it.
We have to do Barbacon around this time next year so that we can actually have a cosplay draft while we're actually having barbecue.
That would be funny. Our cosplay fantasy draft.
We'll have a little portable stand with a little whiteboard, and we'll actually whiteboard it while we're there with everybody else eating barbecue.
That would be funny.
Done.
Done and done.
We said it. We're going to do it.
But yes, if you, the Potters, would like to participate in this, you know, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, we hope you guys have enjoyed this very random and wacky episode of Cosplay, the podcast for all things cosplay. Not that that's out of the ordinary for us.
I was about to say, this is normal.
If you guys would like to get in touch with us, our email address is podcast@cosplay.org. We, of course, have all of our social media. You can actually now simply Google us. We are CosPod. We are the very first entire page of results. Shout out to our new traffic from Turkey and the Philippines. Welcome to all of our international listeners. We've had a ton of increase in traffic. Thank you guys so much for keeping us going on the show. If you guys have any questions, comments, concerns, compliments, random things you want to ask us, cosplay Fantasy League teams, feel free to contact us. Make sure that you sign up for AllCon's cosplay contest coming up in 6 weeks. Otherwise, we will see you guys next time at episode 83 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. Later, everybody.
And thank you, Catherine and Bailey, for joining us. Welcome to our madness. I am ending on that evil laugh. Bye, guys.
Bye.